You're listening to SBS News.
Australian analysts and community figures are downplaying any potential impact after Indonesia's most influential Islamic organisation issued a fatwa against taking the measles vaccine, pointing to traces of pork and human cells, both are banned in the Muslim religion. At the University of Melbourne's Centre for Indonesian Law, Islam and Society, Director Tim Lindsay says fatwas or religious decrees are only opinions on questions of Islamic law.
They're not actually binding rulings or judgments or anything like that. They're expressions of opinion. They come out in written form in a document, usually. Now, a fatwa doesn't bind Muslims. Muslims have to make a decision as to whether they find it persuasive and convincing.
Professor Lindsay says while small, the Indonesian Olam Council that issued the decree carries great influence within Indonesia.
It has emerged as the most influential voice of conservative Islam in Indonesia because, although small, it has an effective government endorsement and a great deal of authority, legally speaking, over halal certification and Islamic banking.
The director of the Forum on Australia's Islamic Relations, Corinda Syatt, says the council is highly respected by people who work in Australia's halal certification area. But he, too, says it doesn't expect its fatwa on the measles vaccine to have a significant impact in Australia.
By and large, Australian Muslims have been immunising their children. A Muslim has to look at the benefit that vaccine would give to their children, and if it's going to save a life, and also if there is an outbreak of any type, and it's even more dangerous, I think it would be more pressing to make sure that the child is vaccinated.
Australia's National Immunisation Programme schedule advises that children receive the combined measles, mumps and rubella vaccine when they turn a year old, and the measles, mumps, rubella and varicella vaccine at 18 months. Two brands of the first vaccine are available, MMR2 and Priorix. The National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance's Professor Christine McCartney says the MMR2 vaccine contains a small amount of a transformed pork product which serves as a stabiliser.
What's incredibly important to know is that in Australia, the vaccines have been deemed as being acceptable by both the Grand Mufti in a statement in 2013 and also by the Rabbi of the Great Synagogue in a statement as well.
Pork is similarly prohibited in the Jewish religion, but Professor McCartney says observant Muslims and Jews around the world accept the MMR2 brand vaccine.
These vaccines are deemed to be acceptable because they're not oral products, and that original gelatin in the vaccine has been highly, highly transformed.
She says concerned consumers may be able, in consultation with their doctors, to arrange to have the Priorix brand measles, mumps and rubella shot, but she stresses the importance of getting vaccinated.
Measles is a viral infection that causes a very prominent rash, very high fever, and some children will go on to get pneumonia and then infection of the lining of the brain. That can result in brain damage.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.